From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At least 8 Palestinians were killed during an Israeli military raid today in the Gaza Strip. Armed Palestinian factions vowed to avenge the deaths, casting fresh doubt on efforts to secure a ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says that if diplomatic efforts remain stalled, he will take unilateral steps to separate Israel from the Palestinians. Sharon also says that Israel is ready to move forward under the International Roadmap for Mideast Peace, including the evacuation of some settlement outposts in the West Bank. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited one such outpost and has this report.
A few miles north of Jerusalem, on a West Bank hilltop surrounded by Arab villages, sits the unauthorized Jewish settlement outpost known as Migron. But the several hundred Jews gathered here today don't consider Migron illegal, just the latest expression of a Zionist movement more than a century old. The nominal occasion for this crowd is the delivery of a new Torah, the Jewish holy book, to the outpost. But residents say the huge turnout is a show of support for an outpost that's a target for potential evacuation. Many Israelis doubt Prime Minister Sharon will carry out his threats to evacuate well-entrenched inhabited outposts like Migron, but these people aren't taking any chances. Unlike many outposts, which consist of a few trailers on a hilltop, Migron has spent the last 3 years quietly putting down roots. There are over 40 families here, and they enjoy the same taxpayer-funded infrastructure as Israeli communities. Electricity from the national grid, not from generators. Water and sewer pipes from the national system, not tanks and outhouses. There's a preschool and buses to carry older students to the nearby settlement of Psagot. 30-year-old Aviva Winter moved here from Jerusalem several months ago with her husband and 3 children. She wanted a religious community in a rural setting, and after she saw all the development, she was convinced Migron was well on its way to permanent status. As the controversy mounted, she's refused to seriously contemplate being evicted.
We think this is one whole big mistake, because it just can't happen here. I mean, we're not to expel people from their homes. We're talking about a big, developed place. It just can't happen. You know, families and children in the middle of the school year even. I mean, just these little things. I mean, you just can't do such a thing. It's immoral. It's just against human rights.
For Palestinians and their supporters, the human rights violators are the more than 230,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank and Gaza. Human and civil rights advocates say under international law, all the settlements are illegal. And yet the vast majority of Israelis now living beyond Israel's 1967 borders are doing so with the blessing and financial support of a succession of Israeli governments under both the Likud and Labor parties. Pro-settler activists say this is a key point. With a few exceptions, most settlers are not radicals out to claim all the land promised to the Jews in the Bible, but ordinary Israelis who made their living choices based on the usual factors: cheap land, affordable housing, lower taxes. And without the array of grants and subsidies buried in the Israeli national budget, those incentives could never exist. The money is extraordinarily difficult to trace, but Deputy Defense Minister Zev Boehm confirmed to Israel Radio that some illegal settlement outposts do receive government funding. Pinhas Wallerstein with the Yesha Settlers Council says given that reality, how can any prime minister declare these places illegal and uproot them? But Sharon has promised the Bush administration he will act, and Migron is in the spotlight. Wallerstein says his best defense is not a violent resistance to any evacuation order, but a show of popular support much larger than this one, so big that the Sharon government can't ignore it.
We ask a lot of people to come to stay here, and I assume if we will have here 10,000 people to stay here, for sure there is no enough power in Israel to remove us.
As the crowd swells on the hilltop, a stream of cars and buses keeps struggling up the narrow hillside road, passing signs that read, "The fight begins in Migron." 20-year-old religious student Avi Sher says despite the pledge of nonviolence, he worries about what would happen if the army comes to evacuate Migron.
It's not a good thing if the army comes and kicks them out. I've seen what happens in the past when the army comes and does that. Not a good thing.
Sharon said it's going to be gone.
He said things in the past and hasn't done it, so we'll see.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News.